Good evening. Hello, listeners. How are you? I'm your host, Maurice from Charm City, or as Dre likes to say, we got to be more careful. I'm your host for tonight. Dre, are you on? Are you with us, bro? You with me? Let me know. I need something. I need a clap, another hand, something. This is the Brothers Podcast. Thank you for joining us every week, every Tuesday here at 8:00 p.m. Just a little temporary. We're going to go back to 7:30. We're going to go back to 7:30 after this week. There he is, Dre.
What up, bro? What up? Listen, I had my earphones on before I started the show, and I don't know what happened, but somehow it wiped the mic completely out the show. So, you know, we just going to make it work how it work when it work when it would do.
Yeah,
my mic is blinking. Hold on real quick.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Nope,
yeah.
It still ain't working. All right, so
I
we're going
to
make it do what it do.
You talking to me in your mic?
Hold on.
In your mic at the time.
Let's put the phone on you first.
Okay. No, we can't hear you.
All right, see you. Nope. So we're just going to make it do what it is.
Okay. All right. For those of you wondering about our intro, please to plug our intro. Our intro was written by one of my students. His name is Isaiah Wilson. He is a 12th grader. I'm so proud of him. He is graduating this year, and he will be attending Morgan State University. He's going to be a bear. Praise the law. He's going to be on a full scholarship. He's going to be in the band. I am so proud of him. I'm so proud of him. So, and he's my church musician, and he's a pleasure to teach. So I'm plugging him. You can find his music on Apple Music. You can find him on Apple Music. All right? So our intro was written by a student.
We need to bring him on the show so we can introduce
we do.
Him to the world.
We do. He's very shy, so I'll ask him.
He is very shy. He is just like his teacher, pastor.
but we got Dre all the way from the first state, the Diamond State, Wilmington, Delaware.
In the building, the number one state, the first state, the home of our president. But no, everything is going awesome. What a day! One more day for work this week, so I'm a little excited. Then 4 days next week, and then a brother is off for 2 weeks now. But I'm just excited at everything that's going on. Shout out to our bro in Philadelphia, who is free. His words, not mine.
Yeah.
But
I'm free.
Definitely send a shout out to our bro in Philadelphia, who I'm quite sure is listening on today. Shout out to this our listening audience, our fans, our people. Shout out to you guys for tuning in each and every week, especially our friends of the show, like Jay Wheels and D. Adams and whoever else are friends of the show. We see you guys. Listen. And I don't want nobody to think they go unseen. We see you guys. So we're excited. This audience are going higher and higher each week. And if you ever want to just call in and be on the show, 527-6083 is our call-in number. And I'm working out something now, but let's cross our fingers. We might have our first sponsorships coming up with giveaways.
Awesome.
So I'm working on it. We're just going to hope it comes through, but we've got some hot things coming through the city of Wilmington, and I'm hoping that some of these events become sponsorships, especially this one event that we got going on, because I'm going to go myself, whether it's a sponsorship or not. But, you know, I'm excited about it, and I'm hoping that it becomes a sponsorship to the show. One of our rival podcasts will be recording live here in Wilmington, and I won't say it on the air just yet, but they're coming.
Okay.
They're coming next month, so I'm really working diligently to at least get a ticket, but I'm hoping they'll throw two tickets this way. And I won't say a rival because we don't really have rivals, but another podcast that I happen to listen to very frequently is coming to Wilmington, and they'll be live at our one of our venues here. I'm working on some things. I'm trying to get some things jumped off for the whole Delaware, Maryland, Philadelphia area, and I won't say I, but we're working on some things because what one does for the brothers, we all do for the brothers. So we're working on some things.
Yeah.
And we want you guys to really tune in because this if it pulls off the way I'm hoping it does, it will be a huge feat for podcasts across the country. Excuse my water running in the background. It will be a huge thing for podcasts across the country. Because I don't really know any podcast that's like, yo, let me throw you some tickets for listening.
Right.
You know, it's not sponsored by the venue. I will do my best to see how we can just sponsor it ourselves just to kick off some things here in Wilmington. But I'm excited nonetheless. But how was your day? How was your day before we go into our hot topic?
So, like you, I am preparing for spring break. I'm actually – our spring break starts Friday into next week. So, I'm excited. But it's just been – today was just a day of makeup work and catch up for the kids. And that's how it's going to be for the next 2 days. I'm not starting anything because when we come back, we'll start the new quarter. I'm not doing anything. It was for just a chill day for me.
Gotcha. So I never understood why school teachers started a new lesson before a major break.
I don't understand that either.
Come back. Like, I never understood that,
yeah.
You know. And
well,
I think.
Go ahead. Some teachers are just workers, and they want to make sure that before we get started, I just want to make sure that you have child. Leave them kids alone. They are drained emotionally, mentally, especially our seniors. They're still trying to figure out where they're going to school, graduation. So just leave them babies alone. Let them do what they got to do, and just be done with it.
Absolutely. I'm drained for some of the kids myself. I'm like, Lord, y'all throw so much at them, and then it's always something new. I'm like, Lord, like educationally,
right.
I'm drained. You know,
right.
that's one thing, because I remember being a teacher and getting into it with my principal about that, because she was just like, you know, well, we're about to go into spring break, and we told you guys this, we expected a lesson to be started before the break, and I said, did you really?
Give them a spring break packet.
Yeah, I mean, it was a whole
argument with her, and I never understood that argument. But then again, you know, like, it was Miss Moody, so that's what we expected from her, because her last name was Moody, and she was moody as hell. You know, I couldn't wait if, oh, she was the reason I quit teaching. She, I promise y'all, she was the worst, the worst assistant principal in Delaware history. I don't even understand why she still has a position. But, you know, I do understand why half the kids are leaving the school, because they got to deal with her. It was just ridiculous. It was ridiculous. But
I find, well, what I believe has happened is, like, some people don't want the kids to relax. And like, I used to work in Montgomery County, and they would give the kids spring break packets. I also worked at another school where we were told to give them packets. Them kids are not going to work on those packets. And for you to give it, you want me to ruin this child's break and not enjoy themselves with their parents, because, no, we good. We're good. Like,
how you going to throw something at me and your ass ain't even going to be in break? I mean, you're not going to work.
Right.
You're going to be on break.
Right.
And
then
you're going to do my break. Come on, stop playing, player.
I don't understand it. Like, I really have, it really, like, when I, like, I really think about it and cringe, like, how we treat these kids and want them to do work for what? They're not going to do it, number one. They're going to forget they did it. They're going to be rushing at the, when the break's over, the last night before break, they're going to be sitting up at 2 o'clock in the morning, doing this packet, because you done told them, oh, well, bring that packet back because it's going to be graded.
My child will bring you a packet back with my handwriting on the top of it that says you done lost your damn mind if you thought during spring break my child was going to be doing work.
Right. It's crazy. I never understood. I worked in Mo County, and Mo County would do that. Like, give them a winter break packet. Give them a winter break packet. Give them a spring break packet. And the teachers, dumb teachers, would do it.
Oh, no.
You crazy, because I went.
I don't, that ain't how we do it. Miss Frank or Holiness, I would have definitely been that parent. It would have been like, Mr. Harris, did y'all see what Mr. Harris wrote on his child's packet?
Right.
And it would be on Facebook. I would go live on social media and broadcast the packet. And with my child was not you, and dare you to give my child an F when it's all said and done.
Right. I never understood that. And I won't understand. All right, so we're going to start our hot topic. I have one.
Let's go.
Actress and model Eva Marcel is getting a divorce.
Getting a what?
Divorce of her husband of 5 years. If all of you all know Eva Marcel, she was America's Top Model winner. I don't remember the season. Only thing I remember is Tyra called her Eva the Diva. She was on America's Next Top Model. She was on The Young and the Restless. She did a stint on The Young and the Restless. She acted in, I think, some movies. She also appeared in one of the seasons of Real Housewives of Atlanta with her husband.
Doesn't she play Madam now?
And she plays Madam on the TV show The Queen's Men.
Listen, Eva is a thug. I didn't know the whole thing.
Yep. So, but after 5 years, she has decided to, she and her husband are getting a divorce, citing irreparably the difference.
No,
irreparably, the marriage is irreparably unrepairable. So basically, she's saying there's no way that they will be able to repair that marriage. It's broken. Basically, their marriage is broken.
It's broken. Did he see her on the Queen's Court? Did he really think she's going to try to reconcile? Has he watched the show?
No. So she is getting a divorce.
Maybe Eva has brought Madam home.
Right. I think they have three children together. I think they have about three children together. Don't quote me on that. So Eva Marcel and her husband, I think his name is Mark Sterling, have split, and they are getting a divorce.
Swear to God, I didn't know that woman was married.
She was actually, if I'm not mistaken, she was either, she wasn't married to him, but she was romantically involved with Lance Gross from, you know him as, what was his character on House of Pain?
Calvin, and she was his love interest on House of Pain. She was wasn't she his first baby mama?
No, I can't remember who his first baby mama was. I don't think it was Eva. I barely watched the show, so I can't really tell you.
Sorry.
When I say barely, I literally mean barely. Huh?
Yeah, I could have swore she was Calvin Jr.'s mama, but. Either way, she gave him one.
Okay. But they were in real life, they were together in real life as well.
Absolutely. Boy, that had to be about the dumbest mistake he ever made. Okay. All right, Eva. I'm here for it.
Yep. And in Tennessee on yesterday, a trans woman went to an elementary school and killed three women. Hold on. Let me get it right. Because I don't want nobody to listen to this and be like, oh, you gave the wrong number. No. I'm going to tell you. It's in Tennessee. Apparently she had attended the school before. It was in Nashville. She had attended the school before.
Okay.
Went to the school and killed.
Three kids, right? Three adults, two kids?
Six people. Three are children and six. Yes. Thank you. Three children and six adults were killed. She was actually killed. They said that she used assault. She had two assault rifles and a handgun. She used one of the assault rifles to shoot the doors of the school to get into the school. And she had attended the school prior to, she was 28 years old, and she had attended the school prior to her, I guess, to the shooting. She had attended, she was 28, so she must have attended many moons ago, of course. So that happened on yesterday. Our hearts go out to the families of those that were killed. What do you think is going to be the recourse for all of this?
Not going to be no recourse for all of it, because I'm going to tell you why. If you look at the governor of Tennessee's page, you'll see him and his mainly looking children and wife on their Facebook page with their assault rifles.
Oh, yes.
Tennessee thinks this is a game. What bothers me is we have innocent children being taken, and here this young man has an issue with life, so she decides, I'm going to go, and I'm going to shoot everything moving, but I'm going to go back to the school where all my issues started at. Like, I have a problem with America right now. And I'm not going to say with America. I am going to say with America. And I'm going to tell you why I'm going to say with America right now. I don't understand how many more children's lives have to be taken before we do something about gun control and we do something about our gun laws and we do something where we can tell this right-wing, red-wing, redneck party that no one gives a damn about what you think or how you feel. We're going to do what we have to do. President Biden, I'm going to say this to you, sir, and I love my president dearly, but as much as you talk about vetoing stuff that deals with money, how about we veto stuff that deals with guns? Because what I don't understand is how everyone is getting away, including our lawmakers, with having pictures of guns and having control of guns and having guns in their house and teaching their children who can barely count how to shoot a gun. And then you wonder why our schools are jacked up. You wonder why we're not doing as good as we're supposed to be doing when it comes to education. We are failing our young people the right to live. And as much as the Bible says the Lord's going to come back and judge the church first, I sure the hell hope he judges the president after he judges the church. Because it's absolutely, positively ridiculous. If you don't agree with me, listen. Listen clearly. Turn your volume up. I don't care. You got to understand, these are young people. They didn't ask to go to school that day. They had to go to school that day. They didn't know that you have issues with life. They didn't know that you were an unhappy, miserable person. They didn't know that your mama looked like she got smacked with a hot brick. All they knew was I had to go to school and learn 2 + 2 and learn that Jesus saves, because it was a school that was at, it was a private school at a church. And the other thing that really boggles me is when the bullet went through the glass, there was no secretary at the desk.
Oh, wow.
So my next question becomes, where are the people who are supposed to be manning the cameras while our children are in school, in a safe zone? Mm-hmm. So in your head, it was, oh, the doors are locked. We're not worried about being at our desk. We're on lunch break. Are you kidding me right now? Like, I watched the video, as disturbing as the video was, not one time in this school did you see anybody moving in the hallways while this child,
wow,
while this adult, I'm sorry, was shooting through this school. Not one time did you see somebody say, oh, shit, let me hit the brick and start taking off. Not one time. So when
right,
the first shot came through, I'm quite sure everybody froze because everybody was in their classroom waiting to hear a freaking signal that said panic alert, code 10, get the chains off the doors and get the kids out.
Right.
So I got a lot of problems with this last shooting.
Right. It was interesting.
I believe the government
pays
for bulletproof glass at this point for every school in America.
For schools, right. I work at a school, and we each month we do a drill, or we do a lockdown drill, we do a evacuation drill. We do it so that we'll know what to do in cases like that.
But what's the use of doing a drill if the main communicator is not at their position?
That is like there was no administrator. There was no one
at that front desk. When that bullet came through that front door, that front desk was clearer than a Fox News desk while President Biden is speaking.
Wow.
It is absolutely, positively ridiculous. No coverage at the front desk. No coverage at the main entrance to this school church school, whatever. So I got a lot of people I'm holding accountable. I'm holding accountable
to
the pastor.
No security, nothing.
The principal. I'm holding accountable. If they report to a superintendent, they need to have his head cut off. If they throw him in there, poke their eye out, put a weight around their neck, throw them in the lake. Because at the end of the day, you failed every child in your school.
Right.
I promise y'all, I've been on CNN, and if I'm wrong, I'll retract this statement next time we come on air. But I promise you, I have watched CNN, I have watched MSNBC, I watched Channel 3, 6, 10, 29, BET, MTV, VH1, and no matter what channel I watched, when the bullet came through the front desk, there was not one person sitting at the front desk covering the front desk.
Wow.
That's bonkers. With a capital bonkers. Blew my mind. It blew my mind. And I agree with Stacey Nash. I think that's her name. I agree with her. Niecy Nash. I agree with what she said. It is time for our people who are in positions that can change this to change this, because if we don't, there would not be a tomorrow for this country.
Right.
And
right.
If we
exactly.
got to face tomorrow on these dummies you got walking the land today, who's more concerned about social media and racket TV than they are the upbringing of their children, then we definitely don't have a tomorrow in the U.S.
And these lawmakers trying to ban drag princes and drag queens
right.
reading, then protect better protection for schools.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely crazy. It's absolutely crazy. And I really just want our folk to get it together.
What else? Whatever another hot topic we have.
I'm letting you flow with hot topics tonight. I'm letting you flow with hot topics tonight.
I'm thinking. I can't remember. It's off the top of my head.
I know that there was a huge speaking of Fox News and their gimmick, I did notice that they decided to take an off moment from President Biden's speech and decided to broadcast it as if it was his speech.
Okay.
So I really do find that to be strange that they would. Well, no, I don't find it to be strange because we are talking about Fox News, so never mind.
They don't like Democrats
or anything that looks like it's blue. They don't even like the color blue. Everybody who works for Fox News is racist. I said it. What you gonna do? Jonathan Majors has been arrested for assault, and his lawyers are very pissed off. I definitely would like to know more behind this situation.
So it appears that the young woman that said he assaulted her was actually in a state. She was upset. His lawyer stated that he will be receiving an apology from her. They interviewed her. She recanted her story. There's video footage. There's all these things that said he didn't do what she said he did. So
when does she get charged?
Who knows if she will get charged?
Is that not a false arrest? Is that not making a false arrest?
Yeah.
Yeah. So when does she get charged? That's the question I have for the police.
Probably never.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
We'll see. We'll see what happens.
I'm very interested in seeing how this turns out, because in my eyes, I believe that since you decided to make a false arrest, we should make a real arrest on you. Like, I believe for the people who make false arrests, even I don't care who it is, whether it's a celebrity or a civilian, for the people who make false arrests, you should feel what it feels like to have those cuffs slapped on you. Because at the end of the day, you could have ruined this man's entire career. And best believe if anybody says we don't want him now, you best believe they're not going to come back to him and apologize and say, you know what, we just playing, we want you.
The Army already pulled their commercial, their ads with him because of what happened already. This was on Sunday. So, yeah, it's making major backlash, but I just want to see how it's going to play out. And I do agree with you. She owes him an apology. But it appears that she was in distress.
he was upset. And he said that he did all this.
Hmm. Okay. Yep, that gives you reason to ruin my career. Yeah, that gives you definitely gives you reason to ruin my career. I'm upset. Wow. There's a Florida parent that filed a complaint about second graders watching Ruby Bridges based upon the fact that there's things in the movie that relate to hanging. The funny thing about it is that the parent who complained okay, Andre, you got to be nice. It's not African American. That is definitely not what I was about to say. But yeah. I was still going to say something totally different. I'm trying to make sure we got listeners when we come back. they complained about, they filed a formal complaint. The second grade class watched the Ruby Bridges movie, which I believe is a very, very dynamic movie. And they was upset. They think, you know, they felt like it was very disrespectful. The parent, to be exact, is a parent of a second grader at North Shore Elementary School in St. Petersburg, Florida, where she filed a formal objection against the film after it was played in her child's class as part of Black History Month. The parent said it might be something that she didn't want them to watch it because it may teach them that white people hate black people. lady, look here. look here, lady. Have you read the newspaper today? Have you read the newspaper at any time in the last 5 years? In the last 40 years, have you read the newspaper? Have you looked at the news, or do you not watch that either because that teaches us that white people hate black people? Maybe you missed the whole Black Lives Matters movement. Maybe you didn't see the cops choking out the black men and the black little boys. Maybe you felt like that was a police officer issue, not a whole white person issue. Maybe you skipped slavery in your history class. But no matter how you right. look at it, somewhere along life, you have either failed or you have gained amnesia. Either way you look at it, whatever you missed in life or you gained amnesia over, please believe, baby, it's online. They do.
Right.
I ain't saying all, but I am saying it is definitely and unequivocally true that there are white folk who hate black people. They didn't want black people to be able to read the Bible. That's why King James wrote all those lies. They didn't want black people to be able to read history books. That's why they kept us out of school. They didn't want black people to be able to run things. That's why they continue to blackball us in our jobs and for growing in our corporations. They didn't want black people to be able to own businesses. That's why they lie. We can go on and on.
Well, I'm just saying.
But we can go on and on.
I'm just saying. A man dubbed the Facebook rapist was reportedly found dead in prison, and it turned out, according to CBS News, that he faked his death. Now, to catch this, though, he faked his death and escaped prison. Police in South Africa said they have launched a manhunt for a convicted rapist who faked his own death in a daring prison break that has shocked the country. Authorities believe that Sabo Bester to have died after setting himself on fire in a privately run prison in May. Watch this. In May of last year. But over the weekend, police said DNA tests revealed the charred remains found in the seal rapist's cell belong to someone else. At this point, their priority is to find this fugitive of justice and establish exactly how he faked his death. Well, he took somebody else and he burned them in his cell. Dumbass. the Ministry of Justice and Correctional Services, oh, that's the new church, said in the statement it was appealing to the public for any information leading to Bester's arrest. No stone will be left unturned in getting to the bottom of his escape. This happened in May of last year. Baby, he is already in America somewhere. He's probably in Tennessee. He's been dubbed the Facebook rapist, and there is one because he lured victims on social media platform before raping and robbing them. At least one was killed in 2012. He was sentenced to life in prison for rape, robbery, and murder of a model, according to the BBC. And on Sunday, police said an autopsy revealed the body found in Buster's cell had died as a result of blunt force trauma to the head before it was set on fire. So now we have a whole nother murder investigation. There's outrage in South Africa. Women's groups are pissed off. And, of course, they don't know nothing that's going on after a whole year.
Right, so he took the place of a guard. He hit the guard over the head, took his clothes, set him on fire, walked out the cell. But, wow. That's so TV. That's so much like a TV. It's like an NCIS, CSI thing going. Like, that's so like a TV show.
Absolutely. This is why we need to turn off the TVs in prison. Like,
right. Oh, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to murder the guard. Then I'm going to take his place. I'm going to set him on fire. Mm-hmm. But you said this was last year?
This was last May.
A whole year later?
A whole year later. What I don't understand is why is this just hitting the news? That's what I don't understand.
I don't get it. They just found out themselves. I feel like that's what happened.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, how did it take a year to do to run our coroner's report? Like, come on now. We're not going to keep blaming COVID.
It's not. I mean, okay. I'm not making any excuses, but they may be a little different. Who knows what the process they have to go through in South Africa. Maybe they're not as advanced as the United States. But I'm with you. Why did it take so long? Why are we just hearing about it a year later? A year almost. It's not even quite a year actually, because it happened in May, right?
Yeah. So almost a year.
Almost a year.
10 months to be exact.
So that man could be anywhere in the country, in the world.
That man is going to be a catch me if you can case.
Okay.
Shout out to Lizzo, Taylor Swift, jeez. Little Nas X and others who won big at the iHeart Music Awards last night.
Yeah.
Very, very,
congratulations,
very,
guys.
I'm really liking it. I'm not liking Entertainment Tonight online right now because this is the source I'm currently looking at. But the way they have things highlighted and certain categories and everything else, I just promise you it looks like hell. But I'm not going to lie. Like, you know, fire your web editor or your web content person because that's no way. I'm sorry, Lizzo didn't win. Taylor Swift won Song of the Year. Artist of the Year went to Harry Styles. Harry Styles beat out Beyonce. Okay. Best duo and group of the year went to Imagine Dragons. Best collaboration went to Sam Smith and Kim Petras. Best new pop artist went to Jack. Best country song of the year went to Cole Swindle. Wizkid and Tim's won Afrobeats artist of the year. And Drake and Tim's won hip hop song of the year. Hip hop artist of the year was Drake. Best new hip hop artist was Glorilla and Latto. R&B song of the year
Glorilla.
Was SZA.
I'm F R E E O.
All right. all right, F43, R&B Artist of the Year with SZA. Best New R&B Artist was Money Long, who did a outstanding performance with the full orchestra. Alternative Song of the Year was Imagine Dragons. So I want to say big up to Tim's and Imagine Dragons, who looks like they won the most awards, along with the Red Hot Chili Peppers, who I thought retired by now. I didn't even know they still existed. Becky G and Carol G won, as well as Bad Bunny, who I was told is going back into wrestling.
Lizzie
actually did not win any awards.
What did Lil Nas X win?
Lizzo did not win any awards, and neither did Beyonce, for that matter. I know the Beehive is pissed. No, they all say it doesn't matter because it's just iHeart. But anywho, So big ups to Red Hot Chili Peppers and Tim's, who really looked like they came out on top last night with the most awards. That is a big, big thing with Tim's. Tim's has really blown up the spot this year.
Tim's, he's doing Afrobeat.
Yes.
I really want to.
You mean no other body. That's my cut.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
That's my cut. That's my cut. I'm sorry.
All right. Tonight's wonderful topic is...
Oh, we're just going to rush me to the topic. All right, let's go. All right. So to all of our Freakalinks out there, this topic is for you. so really, I don't really know too much about these things because I ain't never had none. At least none that I can think of. So, you know, really... I wanted to ask the question, and I was hoping some people jumped in and had one, because it's a lot of y'all out there. So any of our app-friendly people, any of our people who just are always looking for the next best thing, could you handle a one-night stand with a person you really wanted to be with? Or a person that you have fell for while in the midst of a one-night stand. So we calling tonight If Only for One Night.
That's
you know,
good.
Luther, you know, let me hold you tight. If Only for One Night. Let me keep you near to ease away your fears that your man won't come busting through my door while we're in the middle of doing what we doing. Can you handle... one night with the person that you really want to be with? If they said to you, you know, I really ain't looking for a relationship, you know, but we can go ahead and do what we about to do, could you deal with that? Or is that something that you would stop and walk away from? Now, me personally, like I said, I've never had one of these. You know, I can honestly say that with one of my exes, it was designed to be one night. But it didn't turn out that way in my favor.
Well, see, this is not fair.
It was the worst 5 years of my life. It should have been one night.
It should have been. You should have stuck to one night, huh?
Huh?
You should have stuck to one night.
I should have listened to my gut and changed my number the day after. Because it was the worst 5 years of my life. I promise you, I couldn't get worse if I said, God, give me worse. It was the worst. It was so bad, it took me 4 years to recover. It was the worst 5 years of my life. But,
But, I mean, that's the question I really wanted to pose, and I was so hoping some folk called in. You know, y'all Facebook listeners, the people that be on Facebook with us, y'all some punks. I just want you to know that. Because when we pose these questions, we pose these questions to see how many of y'all got enough gall to call in. You can give a fake name for all I care. Y'all some real soft listeners out there. Because if we was giving away tickets to see Chris
Beyonce.
Brown live,
Beyonce.
These phones would be ringing off the hook. If
Beyonce.
We was giving away tickets to Beyonce, we wouldn't even have room on the caller line.
Uh-oh.
I don't know who this
Somebody
is. Oh, yes, I do. I know exactly who this is. but that's the question we have. Can you have one night with a person? Is it possible to really just be like, you know what? As much as I like you, I won't see you after the night. We got a call on the line. I'm gonna see if the caller wanna jump in because hey, it's one of our faves to the show and one of our friends of the show. D, what's good, man?
Good, everybody. Well, I have two answers for this question.
Well, okay.
So recently, as y'all know, I became single, praise the Lord. And it started off as a one-night stand. And it became the worst 3.5 years of my life.
Mm. Almost spit my tea out. Please don't do that.
Don't do that. But the person I had when I stand with that I wanted to be with, he passed away some years ago. So yeah.
So the question to both of you and you guys can answer. You guys saying that it started off as a one night stand. But it was the worst 4 years. It was the worst 3 years of my life. Why, if it was supposed to be a one-night stand, why didn't you all just keep it that way instead of entering into these relationships that were not fulfilling, that were not purposeful for you all?
On my end, it was your son used to always say, we should be together type thing. And my son was actually living at the time. And my son actually, you know, was like, oh, yeah, I was going to introduce y'all like a long time ago, but I didn't think that, you know, y'all would be each other's type. And I don't necessarily have a type until now. So, yeah, that was my mess up. I should have known that this just wasn't going to work because I've seen my son's choices.
Mm-hmm.
So I should have been like, you know, oh hell no. So yeah, we should have been one night turned into, and then I just became, you know, a whole sucker for the sad story of their lives and. Blah, 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 blah. Everybody always did me wrong. Da, 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 da. And I'm like, dude, like, now I see why.
I think I remember this relationship. I think we're around doing this relationship. Okay.
Yeah, okay. That's that PA relationship.
Me, okay. If it was the worst 3 years of your life, why didn't you just keep it as a one-night stand?
I'll be honest, it was me. I date to love, and I wanted that companionship. I wanted that. I just wanted to be, you know, hubby and all that. But when it turned out not to be, you know, I was a little upset because I'm like, you know, I really wanted us to work out, but. Nope. And he wanted to keep it as a one-night stand and just, you know, meet up on a regular, all the good stuff. But I was like, no, we should take it further. And now I wish we could have just kept it as one night stand.
Okay. I couldn't wait for it to end. I excelled like Whitney Houston.
So what we're saying is that basically one night stands are not the best. I mean, they could be okay if you keep strictly. It sounds like if you strictly keep it as a one night stand. If both people go into knowing that it's a one night stand and that's it, which I tend to find that most people do. You don't cross that line.
Like there are some one night stands that turned into relationships and they actually worked.
True. So true.
True. So my question is for you all, why didn't it work? I mean, you all saying it's because, but why do you all believe it didn't work? Because relationships are a two-way street. But you all are saying it was the other person. But what part did you all play in it? Yes, I was told I take people down rabbit holes.
I don't think I played a bad part. I supported Vision. I pushed. Maybe that might be the problem. Maybe I was too positive. You know, maybe it was because I played my part correct that it didn't work. You know, that could be the issue. Maybe I need to, you know, let me be. I don't know how to be a cold person. Period. That ain't me. I know how to be an ass once you piss me off. But I've never been a cold person. I'm blunt. And that blunt might be something that you can't get with because it might be a too blunt for you. But I definitely 1,020% believe that I was too positive. And I can't say I did anything wrong because now I got folk I'm running into that's like, yo, you know I seen your ex and your ex is trying to find you, right?
Right.
You know, and for the record, I will change my number if somehow my ex gets it. Let's just make that point clear. Baby, I will change my number faster than some of y'all change your drawers. But I really feel like that was the whole issue.
I'm not blaming. I'm not saying it's your fault. Not at all. Because I think when you cross over into relationship, going from knowing that it was strictly a one night stand to a relationship, and then sending back, and like you said, there are some one night stands that work, there's some one night stands, some current relationships that work and they last, but then there are some one night stands that are like you all saying, like they don't work. It's almost as if, you know, it was like, oh my god, this is the worst decision I ever made, and now I'm kind of stuck here. I'm kind of stuck in this, and I don't know how to get out of it. I think when we start talking about one night stands, it needs to clear boundaries need to be set. And so, and I feel like sometimes the boundaries are set, but I also believe that sometimes it can be so good you want that second experience. You want that. You want it to, the one night stand to turn into a sex buddy. You want that one night stand to turn into something that you can trust because you like with the feeling, you like the passion, you like that. And I think sometimes when you say, oh, this person's sex was, had my toes curling, I was singing in the heavenly choir, I hit that tenor voice, I had that soprano voice, you know, and then it's actually so good, but then you're like, oh, let's try to make it a relationship. And then you're like, oh, maybe. I think sometimes that happens, and there's nothing wrong with it, but I do believe you got to set boundaries. If you know If you're saying that this is only strictly sex and that's all it's going to be, then keep that. Keep it just strictly as sex. And don't cross that line and say, okay, well, this was sex, but now we're in a relationship. Unless, you know, you both have that conversation.
Right.
And I'm quite sure y'all did. I'm quite sure y'all did. I'm not saying y'all did. I'm quite sure y'all did. Just, well, what were the deal breakers in there that caused y'all to go from Z said it. He said
for me,
that for him,
I can't deal with a person who doesn't want nothing in life and doesn't go after anything in life. I strongly dislike when someone can sit on their butt all day and have no anticipation about wanting to better themselves. And when they don't get their way, it's everybody's fault but theirs. You know what I mean? Like my grandfather always told me, if you don't keep nothing else, keep a pot to piss in and a window to throw it out. When you ain't got that, you ain't got nothing.
Right.
Do you still on?
I'm still here.
Oh, okay.
What was your deal breaker?
So the question was, what was the deal breaker?
Yeah. Your relationship, but what made you want to be with this person, but then you realize, nah, I made a mistake?
Oh. What made me want to be with him was it was a false painted picture of perfection. You know, he had the nice family and everything going on, you know, so I thought. But it wasn't. It was the total opposite. And I thought he had something to bring to the table, but he didn't. I brought everything to the table. And I'm like, okay. And what made it in, Lord of God, was he said he wanted to, you know, work on himself and heal from his past traumas, and that's it. And I agreed.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yes.
So it seems like you both had one night stands that should have just
stayed. That's a one night stand.
I had a 4-year plan.
You had a 4-year plan. So here's my question. And you know, you guys, we're all adults here, so we're going to be honest.
Yes.
Was the sex even worth it?
No.
No.
I'm sorry. Oh! Get in my teeth. Why wasn't the sex worth it?
It's hard to find somebody who's on my freak level.
You better preach. I've been here. Come on here.
Let me just throw that out there.
Hold on. Before you start, I want you to hold that. For those of you that are listening, again, this is the Brothers Podcast. We talk about real topics, which is always real. Yes, we are pastors. Yes, we are whatever in the body of Christ. We also are human beings. So, again, if at any point you become offended, you got a choice. You can tune this off and go your separate ways. But we're having real topics and real conversations. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, because I'm just trying to figure out how did my sink just start peeing. Like, did I miss something, Jesus?
I can't.
I'm sorry, I'm sitting here and I hear this dripping. I look over, the sink is just pissing. It's hard to find somebody on my freak level. That's probably why I'm not married. And it's hard to find someone who understands the concept of growth. I've learned in today's society, everybody is all about you putting the growth and not just joining along with you. It's not a two-way street. And Eggie ain't raised no fools. So
for me, if what I'm doing, you not even, and I don't even need you to match me. I just need you to, I just need you to put something up on the table as an ante. I don't need you to match. I don't need you to say checkmate. I don't need the whole, because your 100% and my 100% is two different 100%. I don't look for me in somebody else. You know what I mean? Because I know for a fact there is no other me. But I need you to at least have a vision for your life and at least have a growth aspect to your vision. Growth mindset is one of the reasons why we fail as people, period. It's not taught to us in a young age. And so as an adult, we have already failed life because there's no growth mindset. We're still stuck. That's why many of our – okay, shut up, Andre. So I feel like for me, my last straw was just the fact that because you're comfortable with nothing, but yet you consistently have an attitude when I'm the only one bringing something to the table, this ain't going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not just bringing small stuff. Like, anybody who knows me knows I go above and beyond in everything I do because there is a I operate out of excellency both in and out of ministry. That is a standard for me. So if I'm doing $500 and $600 and $1,500 birthday parties or birthday gatherings and I can't even get a homemade card, I got a problem with you.
Yes.
So that's how I look at it. You know, I don't believe in, I don't do the whole playhouse thing. I don't do the whole, no, we got to make this work, but we got to make this work to the point where it's like, yo, okay, this is going to work.
Right.
I don't know what you're drinking, but it sure did sound good.
It was. It's deep. Yeah. I asked the question, was the sex good? And so you both said no. So my question is, why wasn't it what you were looking for?
I guess I'll go first.
And we got some. Huh?
Should I go first or?
No. It's your time. If somebody
if you were just talking about just the sex, I'm a whole freak. And no, I mean, you. Sorry, it is what it is. My bad. Go ahead, D.
We do have another caller in here too. So I'm just
okay. Okay.
Yes, that's my homeboy Rich.
Go ahead, D.
For me, the dick was just terrible. It was trash. So
good night. And so I have to leave this podcast at this moment. Praise the Lord, because I just hollered.
Because I thought it was everything that he bragged about. You know, it's this size, and I'm a destroy you and everything. I'm like, oh, okay. So you know, it. We get to it, and we meet up at our favorite place, and it was just trash. And I thought it'd get better each time, but it got worse.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All
right.
Yeah.
Wow. If only for one night, we got a caller on the air. I don't know who you is, but, you know, if you want to say your name, and if you don't, by all means.
I would. Can you hear me clear? Can you hear me now?
We can.
Oh, great. My name is Rich. I was introduced to this by DJ. And,
okay.
Yeah, my name is Rich. Real cool guy. Grown man. I like the fact that you said this is a grown man. So we're going to talk about whatever. And if you get offended, that's your fault. I like that. And I like the topic that's going forth tonight as well.
Awesomeness, awesome. Now, have you ever had a one-night stand, Rich?
Well, what is a one-night stand? It's the first question.
because it might be a one night stand. With...
Oh yeah, I have plenty of one night stands. But to me, that's
only.
But to me, that's a one night later. Because I'm, but then again, I might stand up. But to me, that's a one night later.
Gotcha. Do you feel that one night stands are healthy? Do you feel that one night stands are something that do you feel like one night stands are something that could lead into other things? Do you feel like one night stands are a good way to like flow a relationship or flow even meeting a person? Like, what is your take on one night stands?
One night stands is what you make it. First of all, and then one night stand is what when you speak to whoever you want to stand with one night, it's either you gotta be honest with your intentions from the beginning. And I think that's what dictates where the one night stand goes. And you have to dictate it with honesty, respect for yourself and the other person. Now, as far as the other person goes, if they don't not on the same wavelength, then you know. And to me personally, I believe one night stands without any expectations. Like, I'm going to go with the flow. What happens, happens. I can read your spirit. I can read your energy. I feel it. And if it ain't going down any further to a picket fence, a dog, just happily ever after, or I'm going to meet you in 2 weeks, you know, stuff like that. But I believe that one night stands can lead to anything that you want it to lead to.
Gotcha. Do you feel like some people are only... Do you feel like some people are only one night stand capable? Like, you know, why did you choose to do one night stands with people that you do one night stands with?
Well, you know what? Sometimes one night stands are desperate moments. You ain't did nothing or you ain't been touched in a long time. So if that could be a case. Or sometimes one night stands just happen, and then the chemistry between you and whoever, it clicks. And if you're the type of person to grasp it and hold on to it and willing to go through the antics, the works, the different emotions, the bipolarness and all of that, if they got that of the person, then it can go wherever.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Awesomeness. Awesomeness.
Mm-hmm. I mean, one night stands can be what I do agree with what you said. They can be what you make them, but I also think that we have to again. The reason why I say set boundaries because what happens is people cross them. People want more than what it was for. They're looking for, hey, I want this to happen more often. And again, if you guys say that we're okay, we had sex one time. It was good. I may want it again, but then but then we venture into being sex buddies because it's constant. You're someone I call when I'm horny, when I want some sex, and that's what you are. The other thing that I think, like when you start talking about getting into relationships, because sometimes we equate sex with relationships, and that's not necessarily all that it is.
That's right.
It's more than that. It should be relationship wise. It should be relation like, but sometimes we only do it for sex, or and then we never ever do that, or we never even go first.
So is there a difference between a one night stand and a hookup?
Yes.
You said what's the difference between a one night stand and a hookup?
Yep.
Hey.
Yes, there is.
Yes,
there is.
What's the difference between a one night stand and a hookup?
What's the difference between a one night stand and a hookup?
You want me to answer?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, cool. A one night stand is something that's set up and you last all night. A hookup is something you can meet in the bathroom, the glory hole, the bus station area.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the hookup.
The
woods, right. Okay. The church bathroom.
You have a one night stand
in
all the places, but a hookup is, I met you in the grocery store. And now we having sex in the backseat of my car.
Right. Oh, we got the heat department.
Yeah,
that's hard.
So what happens when a
one-night
stand leads to a pregnancy?
Oh, my.
Hold on.
That has
deep.
Happened. That has happened.
But you know what? Can I say something, fellas?
I'm sorry?
Can I say something, fellas? I like how you said, what if a one-night stand leads to pregnancy? When you said that, I didn't see a physical pregnancy. I seen a spiritual pregnancy.
Okay.
You know, I see where you can pick up a different demeanor, or cause it's a transfer in the spirits, it's energies that transfer that connect. So that's the pregnancy.
I
you can
like
get impregnated with.
Yeah.
You can get impregnated with the energy of a person. For example, like you going in for the one night stand, but this person just don't get it. That nigga, that I just want to mess with you just this one night, but they want to fall in love and want to stalk you and all of that. So now you're impregnated with, oh my gosh, anxiety. Now I'm impregnated with PTSD. Now I'm impregnated with this nigga that's getting on my damn nerve. So, you know, so now I got to get an abortion. You know, now you got to get an abortion.
Right.
You got to go to, you know, so yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's how, when you said that, that's what I thought of.
I like it. I was thinking more like, you know, you knocked
real,
up and you won't let it out. but I like that twist and that turn right there. You're that's right up my alleyway. Okay. Maurice, I'm it's in your hands.
Oh, it's in my hands, really? This has been an interesting talk. I think okay, so here's my question. What are we gonna learn what are we gonna do different so our one night stands don't become 4 or 5 years of tragedy and sorrow?
I mean, for me, I'm a person that like, you know, I think for me, it's just a background. It's more of a background thing. It's like, you know, I don't have to ever worry about my sons ever saying, you know, yo, this be a good person. Like, now it's like, okay, let me look at some track records. And the fact that this person hangs with you will tell me a lot about where this is going.
Everybody all right?
And then believe the hype. Like, you know, like there are things you find out about people before getting to know someone.
Right.
You know, I do believe that, you know, everybody sometimes should have a fair shot. But if everybody's saying the same thing, maybe what they're saying is true. Maybe it's not them. Maybe it is the person. So that's another thing, I think, for me that I would have to look at.
Mm-hmm. But
yeah.
Can I speak?
Yeah.
But me personally, I'm but I'm 43 years old, right? And I've only been in 2 relationships in my life because I learned from the mistakes of my friends' relationships, and I said, oh, no, I'm not going to that. My soul's not doing that. However, when I got into the relationships, that was okay, you know. I'm a free spirit, so rock with me. First of all, I'll start with honesty. You got to be definitely truthful with me, because, nigga, I'm going to know when you're lying, or if you're dating a woman, I'm going to know when you're lying and you ain't telling the truth. I'm going to feel it down in my belly, and I'm going to call it out straight from the gate. I'm a button nipper. Ain't no thorns going to be growing up in here, so. Let's keep it straight from the beginning. Is this what it is? Is this, or is this what it ain't? Or is it from the beginning? Honesty from the gate. That's my pet peeve. Tell me the truth. I don't feel like being what is it? Murder She Wrote and Matlock and all that, trying to figure out who you are all the time.
Not Matlock.
That's the old detectives.
Okay. Right.
They had to sit at a typewriter.
Right. Right. So you better get it right because I got to use these fingers. I ain't texting. I'm typing now.
I got a typewriter and a recorder, and every time I got to push record, you pissing me off even more.
Oh, right.
Okay.
Oh, my bad. I'm
I like it. I like it.
I'm a realist. Be more transparent from the beginning. You know what I'm saying? I don't got time to be wiping my eyes, trying to see the mud and the rain and the storms. If you want to be in a storm, let me know so I can get my umbrella, my raincoat, or not go into the storm, period.
Right.
Facts.
I
had to think about that because Angela didn't even have They didn't even have correction tape when Angela was typing. She had to write it out.
Exactly.
She did have to write it out. Oh,
that's right.
Man.
And that's work reclaiming my time. Nigga, I had to write what? My fingers hurting too. And I can't
right.
shit out of you because you're getting on my nerves. Now I had to type the script out of my life and your life. Nah. Now I got to go back and erase. Nah, not doing it. Mm-hmm.
Man. Angela had carpal tunnel.
She did.
What is wrong with you?
She did.
You ever watch
the
show? It's like, if you go back to the show, Angela's wrists stay stuck at like 35 degrees through the whole show.
Yeah, exactly.
She was pissed off the entire murder she wrote. Okay, I'm sorry.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. I just had a reflection of some things.
What is wrong with you?
The man said he wasn't trying to be Matlock and Murder, She Wrote. And if you think about it, both of those detectives had bad wrists.
Absolutely.
They did.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they both had bad wrists. They both had walking problems.
You know
why?
Because they were typing out the bullshit of the people lives that they were investigating. I don't got time for that.
Yeah, yeah, that wasn't no 48-hour solving. I'm with you. I'm with you. I like it. Maurice, you know, you've been quiet. You ever had a one-night stand? I'm about to talk because I got
the last time I did the whole thing, I have had multiple one-night stands. Some of them not great. Some of them I wish I had never did. I don't have any regrets.
Okay.
I just wish I had never, like, hooked up with the person. I mean, had a one-night stand with the person. So, I have had them. I mean, they have been interesting. They have been entertaining. They have been...
Say it.
I'm not ashamed of them at all, but I just noticed that they've been different, and you know, did I want them to become more? I have wanted them to become more, but that wasn't in the cards. But pretty much I was okay with it too. So,
awesome. Well, listen, we want to thank our guests, Rich and Dee, for calling in. We are more than grateful for you guys. We hope that you guys are continue to be friends to the show. This is our mid-season finale. I think this is like a banger for me. You know, we're going to keep this thing flowing. We are taking off next week to our listening audience. We are taking off next week, so we will not be live on next week. However, we will be back live the Tuesday after Easter. Once again, we'll be back live the Tuesday after Easter, so that will be April the 11th. We will be back. We hope you guys have a great Lent season, a great Palm Sunday, a great Good Friday, a good Passover, a good Resurrection Sunday. And then on Tuesday, the 11th, we will be back to kick off the remainder of season two. For those in the Wilmington area, because I do believe in throwing in shameless plugs, my cousin Tiny, the comedian Tate, will be live on April the 1st. It will be at the Inn Theater. Tickets, I believe, are $30. You can get them on Eventbrite. You can also get them at the theater on the night of the show.
So we definitely want you guys to support her. If you have never seen Tiny in person, I promise you, she is the next queen of comedy. I don't say that lightly, and I don't say that with jokes. I promise you, she is the next queen of comedy. She is funnier than Monique. I said it. Who gonna check me? She's funnier than many of our comedians that are out today. We also have Maurice has 1,000 things on his schedule. I know he is teaching. I know he will be in Florida. Go ahead, because it's like 1,000 things on your agenda, Pope.
So to close out the season of Lent, we will be doing, I'm doing a 40 days, 40 minute teaching. You can find it on Restoration Ministries. We broadcast there. I'm also doing every first and third Fridays. I do Keys to the Kingdom. I am preaching a 7 last words on next Friday, the 7th, I believe. I am performing my cousin's wedding in June. I am preaching my family reunion. yes, we are having New Nation Fellowship, the fellowship that I'm a part of. We are having our Holy Convocation July the 19th through the 22nd in Jacksonville, Florida. And I will be starting live services again every second and fourth Saturday, starting in the month of July instead of June. I pushed it back to July because I won't be here in June to do those services. So that's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. Shout out to the Greater Experience Worship Center. We are the best virtual. I have the best virtual members in the U.S. I promise you that. And even to our in-house members, thank you guys for rocking with us. I promise y'all, if y'all come to our church, it is as live as this podcast. We will be doing live services hopefully by the end of the summer. We should be in our own building, hopefully. Coming soon, we have the Armors Educational schools are coming. That's going to be preschool, K-5, and middle school will be all kicking off by the 24-25 school year. If everything goes the way that I see it going and I plan on it going. If you are in the Delaware area, we do have a couple board member positions that are still available. If you're not in the Delaware area, you can still serve on the board. I promise you that. I believe I'm at my father's church for Good Friday, but I'm not 100% sure because he hasn't called yet. Usually he'll call me on Passover Wednesday and say, hey, buddy, you coming to preach for me on Friday? So I'm expecting that. If not, I know my spiritual mother will probably call me and say, you know, come to her church. But either way, I'm somewhere preaching Good Friday. I promise you that. This Sunday is Palm Sunday, and it's first Sunday. So this is going to be one of the longest Palm Sundays in history. Pastors, word of advice for you. Serve communion in the palms at the same time. You don't always have to make things a spectacle. People got things to do. I'm just saying. Don't they? I'm just saying. I'm telling you, Palm Sunday is a spectacle. Easter's a spectacle. Good Friday's a competition. And then Pentecost becomes a whole show. So, listen, people got things to do. If you're going to do it correctly. We will be, myself and my bishop will also be going to different, we'll be launching our virtual meet and greets, and then we will be actually traveling to different parts of the United States to introduce Breakthrough to the people. If you're looking for a covering, you want to sow into good, or you want to be a part of good ground in a growing ministry, Breakthrough is definitely the ministry that you will want to be a part of. We believe in excellency. When it comes to service and when it comes to serving the people of God and serving God, we believe in excellency. So if you're looking for someone to cover you, Breakthrough and New Nation are both great, great coverings. that you would not, that you would be sad not to be a part of. I promise you that. Don't wait until we blow up. You better catch us now. I promise you that. Other than that, Maurice, you got anything? Any closing remarks?
No, just enjoy your vacation. Enjoy your time with your family. Enjoy your time with your church family. And just enjoy. Keep those of you who are on spring break, teachers, please enjoy your break. Rest, because pretty soon you're going to be hitting the ground running with the end of the school year. That's my advice.
And parents, can we go back to taking spring break to actually spend time with our children? Like, we know you save. Your children know you save. You got them in church 17 days a week. Can they get a vacation? I'm just saying.
Right.
So that's all I'm asking. And I'm going to ask that on behalf of the children, because some of your kids are scared to talk to y'all because y'all rule with an iron fist instead of ruling with an open heart to listen and an open ear to hear what your kids are really trying to tell you. They're sick of this church.
Right.
They're tired of this church. Let's be real. Some of your kids are saying, I'm tired of you. Until April 11th, though, we wish you guys a great holiday, and we hope you guys come back. This is your boy Dre from the First State, my brother Maurice from the Charm City, my brother Javon in the City of Brotherly Love, our friends to the show in OC, and one got a Baltimore number, but whoever you are, we thank you for tuning in on tonight. We thank you for calling on tonight, and we will see you in April on the 11th with this conclusion to season, to kick off our season two finale, finishing season. We're excited. Let's make this thing work. Yep. It's your brothers live on the broadcast. If you miss us tonight on live on Blog Talk Radio, don't forget you can definitely jump on us on iHeartRadio, on Apple Podcasts, and coming soon to Google Podcasts and Pandora. It's the brothers, and we'll see you next time.
Yeah.